Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast. Episode air date, October 25th, 2025. Hello, and welcome back to Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast, where we make sense of the latest news in AI and automation for real business owners like you. I'm your host, and I'm excited you're here. Today's big story? California just passed the nation's first law to force AI companies to design chatbots and virtual companions with something called artificial integrity. We'll break down what that means for your business and why it could change customer trust in the digital age. We'll also explore the growing shift toward microlearning and employee training and how small companies are finding big wins with bite-sized education. And finally, get the latest on how remote work is reshaping hiring, costs, and resilience for small businesses everywhere. If you're looking to understand how these trends could shape your business this week, you're in the right place. Let's get started. California moves to make AI more trustworthy, what it means for small business. Here's a headline that could have a ripple effect for anyone using chatbots or AI customer support. California has just passed Senate Bill 243, the first law in America to force AI companions and chatbots to act with integrity, meaning they have to be upfront about being non-human, especially in sensitive situations. Why should small business owners care? Because human trust is your brand. And as more companies bring in AI for customer engagement, transparency isn't just a nice to have, it's about protecting users and your reputation. Let's break it down. What's the problem? Some AI chatbots, especially in apps that offer companionship or support, have been found to deepen loneliness, mishandle crisis conversations, or even encourage unhealthy emotional dependence. In tragic cases, chatbots failed to redirect users who expressed thoughts of self-harm. How is California responding? Under SB 243, AI chatbots are required to clearly state they are not human, especially when interacting with minors or if a user hints at crisis. If a person shares they're in trouble, the chatbot must direct them to real human help. What does this mean for your business? If you use, or plan to use, AI-driven chat or customer service, consider features that signal clearly who, or what, is speaking. And make sure any AI tools you use come with built-in protocols for sensitive moments. As consumers become more aware of these issues, they'll expect transparency and care, or they may take their trust elsewhere. The big lesson? As AI takes on a bigger customer-facing role, integrity and psychological safety aren't just ethical issues, they're shaping laws and soon could become basic requirements for doing business across the US. Why bite-sized employee training is winning. Microlearning for the modern stuff. Let's shift to how businesses are leveling up their teams in the age of short attention spans and busy schedules. Are your employees forgetting everything from last month's training? You're not alone. That's why microlearning, short, focused lessons, often just 3 to 10 minutes each, is exploding in popularity. Let's see why. The challenge, traditional training, think hours-long seminars or endless slideshows, usually doesn't stick. Employees zone out and forget most of it. That's a waste of time and money. The solution, microlearning breaks key skills or policies into bite-sized modules, quick videos, quizzes, or interactive scenarios. These can be consumed on phones at any time, so employees get what they need, fast. Real-world results. Companies using microlearning report higher engagement, faster skill upgrades, and better retention of important info. For example, instead of a 2-hour compliance class, try several 5-minute lessons. Staff can repeat them whenever needed. Bonus tip, many microlearning platforms come with tracking tools, so you can see exactly who's learning what and spot knowledge gaps early. The takeaway, if you want your team to actually learn new systems, stay compliant, or master tools, consider making training short, focused, and accessible on demand. It's a win-win for business efficiency and morale. Remote work, the new competitive edge for small businesses. Have you let your office lease expire, or is your team scattered across cities? Turns out, you're not just following a trend, you might be gaining a permanent advantage. Here's what's happening. Hook. More small businesses than ever are going remote, not just for convenience, but as a deliberate strategy for growth and survival. Context, with rising commercial rents and a need for flexibility, the old rule that business happens in a central office is out the window. Details, going remote slashes overheads, broadens your recruiting pool, and lets you hire anyone anywhere. A small agency in Manchester can hire expert marketers in Belfast or even globally. Money once spent on rent and supplies can fuel product launches or digital marketing instead. Impact. Businesses report lower costs, higher job satisfaction, and more resilience during disruptions. And remote teams often attract professionals who value flexibility and sustainability. Takeaway. If you're wrestling with a tight budget or want to scale fast, consider shifting at least part of your operation to remote. Just remember, good communication, strong data security, and regular check-ins are the new rules of the game. Quick recap asterisk. Today, we covered how California's new AI law could soon set the tone for digital trust and customer service, why microlearning is transforming staff development, and how remote work can make your small business leaner and more competitive. If you found value in these stories, don't miss tomorrow's episode. Hit subscribe and check out our website for bonus resources and actionable tips. And if you have a story about AI or automation in your business, send it our way. I'm your host at SilkLogic's Small Business Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening and keep building smart. End of episode.